بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيدنا وحبيبنا وإمامنا وقرة أعيننا النبي محمد، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى أصحابه الغر الميامين، وعلى من اتبع سنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan a blessed Ramadan in all aspects for everyone, every family, every community, and every Muslim country and humanity in general. Inshallah, our khawatir, small talks before Al-Isha, will be around 9:40 every night of this blessed month. We will talk about the main objectives of the surahs of the Quran, like Surah Al-Baqarah. What is the main objective? Then we will talk about how the stories within that surah relate to each other. And we are going to emphasize on the key of the surah. And what is the key of the surah? That is the name of the surah. And then we will do some selected tafsir, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, open our hearts and minds. Tonight, as we go through the first night of Ramadan, I would like to remind you of the blessed multiplication and the special season that the month of Ramadan brings. The first thing I would like to emphasize, that Ramadan is built on four main elements. The first one is the exaggeration in the multiplication of the reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the hadith, Ramadanu shahru sabr. Ramadan is the month of patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Innama yuwaffas sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Certainly those who have patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate them without limit, without measurement. So Ramadan is the month of patience. The compensation of Ramadan will be without limit, beyond imagination. Number two, Ramadan is a unique opportunity for the forgiveness of sins. And we have three opportunities. Number one, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whosoever fasts Ramadan, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for his compensation and reward, their past sins will be forgiven. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whosoever makes qiyam in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their past sins. What is the qiyam of Ramadan? Minimum, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the blessed salah of Taraweeh. The third hadith, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever makes qiyam during the night of Qadr, the night of power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their past sins. So we have three opportunities to wipe all the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, like the ulama say, the eraser. He writes the sins, but he gave us the eraser to erase these things. The third element upon which the month of Ramadan is built is the liberation from hellfire. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولله عتقاء من النار في رمضان وذلك كل ليلة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberates from hellfire people from the punishment of God, and that is done every single night of Ramadan. Today is which night? The first night. So those who came with focus, and those of us who want to renew the intention and start hoping for this right now, Ya Allah, write me tonight. Tonight is the first night of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write people and liberate people from Jahannam tonight. What does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate people from hellfire? Does it mean that the person becomes infallible, means no mistakes? No, it doesn't mean that. What it means, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, that our good deeds become much, much, much more than the bad deeds. The ulama say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also might help you and me to have a good end.
حسن الخاتمة. حسن الخاتمة, that we die in a very good state, the best state, reading the Quran or fasting. By the way, one of the good ways to end life through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when somebody dies while fasting. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات صائما فله الجنة. Whosoever dies while fasting, inshallah, Jannah will be their reward. And the last beautiful thing, the element of Ramadan, the fourth one, is the acceptance of dua. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة يستجيب الله دعاءهم. Three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer their dua. Number one, a father or a mother who does dua for their children. Number two, المسافر, the one who is traveling. And number three, the one who is fasting, الصائم حتى يفطر. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned the ayat of siyam, the ayat of fasting in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inserted the ayah of dua, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. When my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am near to them. I answer the call of those who ask me for dua. Allah inserted this ayah within the ayat of siyam to emphasize the great opportunity for our dua to be answered in the month of Ramadan. Now we would like to talk briefly in the few minutes that we have left about the multiplication of the month of Ramadan. I'm going to talk about how can you get 50, 60, 100 Ramadans. How can you multiply your qiyam? Is there a way that you get the reward of 12 taraweeh doing only one night? Yes, there is. From the mouth of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let's start. To multiply your Ramadan, to multiply your reward, to get 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 Ramadans doing one, the first thing you need and I need is to focus our intention. إنما الأعمال بالنيات قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Deeds will be rewarded according to the intention. The ulama say the niyyah comes to a very, very small deed. And because of ikhlas and sincerity will make that deed huge, bigger than the galaxies. On the other hand, a huge deed, a big deed, because of riya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us, that big deed becomes a very, very small deed. So the first thing is to focus the niyyah and the intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is through feeding those who are fasting. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من فطر صائما فله أجره غير أنه لا ينقص من أجر الصائم شيء. Whosoever feeds a person who is fasting, for them will be the same reward as the person who is fasting, without decreasing the reward of the person who is fasting. What does that mean? If you feed one person who is fasting, Allah will give you the reward of that day. So if you feed 30, you have added the reward of a whole Ramadan to your balance. If you feed 60, that's two Ramadan. If you feed 120, that's the multiple of that. And so on and so forth. For example, in this masjid, every day, mashallah, the plan here is to feed on average about 90 people. So for every day that you participate in this masjid, you already have added three Ramadans to your reward. The third way is to multiply your qiyam. How can you multiply your qiyam? I want you to listen carefully to this formula from the lips of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى العشاء في جماعة فكأنما قام نصف الليل ومن صلى الفجر في جماعة فكأنما قام نصف الليل. Whosoever prays Isha in jama'ah, it's like he had prayed half of the night in Qiyam. And whosoever prays Fajr in jama'ah, it's like he has prayed the other half of the night. And is there a way to get up to 12 times our Taraweeh? The answer is yes, there is, from the lips of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first way to multiply the reward of your Taraweeh, it's like you have done six, is by making sure that you pray Isha in Jama'ah and Fajr in Jama'ah. Why is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whosoever prays Isha in Jama'ah, it's like he has prayed half the night in Qiyam. And whosoever prays Fajr in Jama'ah, it's like he has prayed half the night in Qiyam. The narration of Abu Dawood, the hadith says, whosoever prays Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah, it's like he has prayed the entire night. Now, if you calculate sunset up to Fajr, we have about 9 hours. Taraweeh will take us about 1.5 hours. 9 hours divided by 1.5 hours, that's 6 times. If you pray Isha in Jama'ah, if you pray Fajr in Jama'ah, you have added 6 more times of your Taraweeh for that night. And these are Fard Salah in Ramadan. They are very, very important. And I would end, inshallah, with the second way how to multiply your Taraweeh by another sixfold. So the total will be how many? 12. Fold. It's like you have made qiyam of 12 Ramadans. How do you do that? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was making qiyam with the Sahaba, قلنا يا رسول الله لولا نفلتنا. يا رسول الله, we are praying nafil with you. لولا نفلتنا بقية ليلتنا هذه. They said, يا رسول الله, we would have liked that you continued the qiyam with us until the end of the night. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I want you to hear carefully the hadith of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, من قام مع إمامه حتى ينصرف أي الإمام كتب الله له قيام ليلة كاملة. Whosoever stays making qiyam until his imam finishes the salah, meaning salatul witr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward of an entire qiyam of that entire night. So if you pray Fajr and Isha in Jama'ah, if you make sure you stay 1.5 hours with our imam and pray witr with him until he finishes, you have multiplied your Taraweeh times 12. 6 comes from Fajr and Isha, and 6 comes from being with the imam until he finishes that. Now, Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to pray Isha in the Muslimin as the imam in Ramadan. Then he would bring Hadrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ubay would pray at Taraweeh. Then Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes back and he used to pray the witr as the imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. Accept our Ramadan, accept our fasting, our reading of the Quran. Inshallah, our intention is to multiply and maximize our reward with our niyyah, with feeding those who are fasting, and also with staying with our imam until he finishes. I want you to make the intention for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. Mawlana. Yeah, inshallah, we mentioned when I started that these 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the time of the adhan, we will do, inshallah, every single night. We are going to talk about the objectives of the surahs of the Quran. Mainly, you know, the main objective of the surah, how the stories of that surah relate in between each other, and the key to the surah, which is the name of the surah, and some fada'il of every surah. We will talk about this, inshallah, every night. Wa jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.